Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. On this show, we aim to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. And we do that by answering some of your questions. Today is our Q&A episode. So be sure to subscribe to our channel here. And thank you for being a part of our great community as we navigate this crazy economy right now and help you figure out what to do with all of this inflationary moves by the federal government and how I believe real estate is the number one way to protect your wealth against these crazy inflationary periods. You know, real estate, of course, has long been a great hedge against inflation. And of course, the tax benefits and the tax shelter that you get are second to none. So today we're going to answer three questions from our audience. Let's get right to them today without wasting any time. First one comes to us from Kenny.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Kenny. I saw your video about paying off the mortgage using HELOC. In my case, the mortgage rate is very low. It's 2%. And as you know, because of the higher interest rate, the HELOC rates are also pretty high. So can I still pay off my mortgage with a HELOC? Please let me know. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Kenny. So remember, as we write about in our book, it's available on Amazon in the mortgage section. It's a top seller in there. If you want to read it, it's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And I suggest you grab the blue cover. That's the most recent edition with the updated tax code information in it. Again, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years by Clayton Morris and Natalie Morris. There's some new copycat book in there. They always do that kind of stuff. So that's, if you see a copycat book, that's not ours. Anyway, to answer your question, remember, as we point out in the book, it's about, you're just trading or utilizing different financial products. Remember, your primary mortgage on your house, you're trading time you're basically trading time, okay, time and money. And that's what you're using here. So the mortgage that you have on your house is amortized, right, over 30 years. So you've got an amortization schedule that you were given when you closed on that property. Now, using a home equity line of credit is like using a credit card. It's different. And it allows you the freedom to use it and pay it off down to zero and use it again and however you want. And you can use it to pay down a huge principal balance on your primary mortgage to take years off of your schedule, your amortization schedule. Okay, that's the beauty of this strategy, is you're using a different financial product, one that is tied to a schedule. Okay, interest and time. These are your two enemies, interest and time. So if you can slash that time using even a slightly higher interest rate, then you absolutely can do that. But again, it all comes down, just put it down on paper, Kenny. Write it down on paper, and if the interest rate doesn't make sense, like you're going to spend, I think what you'll find is you're going to spend way more money on the time and interest of owning your own home over the course of 30 years than you will with this slightly higher interest rate on the home equity line of credit in the short term. But again, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't have your numbers in front of me, but sit down with simple math. Grab your calculator and just look at it. And the numbers shouldn't lie to you on paper, right? Look at your long-term amortization schedule. How much interest are you going to pay over the next 20 years to the bank? Okay. This is all money that the bank is going to make. But now what would happen if you, even with that slightly higher interest rate HELOC, fire that at your principal balance of your main mortgage? Again, even with the slightly higher interest rate, how many years will you save and therefore interest payments to the bank by using this strategy? I don't care if it's a 5% interest rate, 6% interest rate, 20% interest rate. Like, just look at the numbers on paper, Kenny, and they shouldn't lie to you. Run those numbers and see how much money you will save by using this strategy. And then call us back. I'd love to hear what the amount of savings that you could save by using this strategy, even with a slightly higher interest rate on the home equity line of credit. So let me know your strategy on that. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your progress. All right, our next question.
Hey, Clayton, what is the average cash-on-cash ROI for your investment properties?
All right, thank you. So specifically talking about our new construction properties that we do with our team from Sedira Wealth. Those are in Texas and Missouri. We build properties in Joplin, Missouri, and also in Lubbock, Texas, Odessa, Texas, as well as Midland area. So that's where we're building our properties. And so what we'd like to do is look at the long-term ROI based on using financing. So really looking at an internal rate of return, because we want you to use the bank's money. Using the bank's money gives you further leverage. And our numbers, you know, don't pin me down on this specifically, but our goal internally, I'll tell you, our goal is to hit an internal rate of return at a minimum of about 18% internal rate of return. Now, of course, this is going to vary based on interest rates and things like that, but that's our goal. That means using the bank's money, still being able to get an internal rate of return somewhere in that minimum, 17-18%. Now, again, dealing with interest rates, it could drop a little bit below that. But again, that is our goal internally, is to hit that 18%. That's why we build in the markets we build in. Because people will say to us, well, why don't you build houses in like Austin, Texas? I had a friend of mine the other day said, hey, I'm in Portland. I live in Portland. Why don't you guys build some houses here? There's some nice residential areas outside that are growing. There's a lot of construction and so forth. Great. That might be great for a family that wants to move there and live in it. But that's not great as an investment, because the cost, the higher cost of building a property there with the taxes and everything else, it's going to really cut into that internal rate of return. So that's why we build in the markets we build, specifically to hit those target numbers. So again, financing is how we run our numbers. We really want to make sure that you're using leverage that gives you more bang for your buck in the long term. So internally, I will tell you, we look at those, the internal rate of return, at a minimum of about 17-18%. Okay. But talk with our team, book a call with our team, and they can run the numbers based on a cash on cash return, based on what cash you're able to put down and how these numbers will play out. And again, because it's also going to matter if you're getting financing, it's going to matter what your credit score is and things like that. So just book a call with our team. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button and jump on the phone with our team. And then we can talk with you on the phone about all of your different situation and your numbers and select a property for you that will fit that. And then also play around with the different financing options, because we work with over 100 different lenders for our properties. So again, there's no one size fits all here, Ramon, but I would, you know, book a call with our team and hopefully we can help you figure out that specific cash on cash return or internal rate of return based on financing. So I hope that helps. All right, our next question.
Good day, Clayton. Craig here. Thank you so much for the education that you pass on to the general, you know, the general public. I'm in the city of New York, and a few years back I was trying to do HELOC, but it was so hard to get a HELOC in New York City that I ended up refinancing, because I called a few lenders and I couldn't find one that was willing to do a HELOC. I had over $300,000 equity, but I refinanced and I took just under 200 cash out to do some update on the properties. I'm in the situation where I have now currently, say, 220 equity back in the property. Is there any lender that you know there that would do a HELOC for me in New York, you know, because I want to see if I could try and pay this property off as soon as possible? Thank you for your help and your advice.
Thank you so much, Craig. So using a home equity line of credit, much the same way that Kenny mentioned at the beginning, you know, can we use a home equity line of credit? That seems like what you want to do, is use that home equity line of credit in order to fire it at the principal balance to pay off that property more quickly. So a couple of things, you know, New York is weird. New York City is weird. New York laws are weird. Financially, a lot of times banks end up having restrictions as it relates to New York. So my advice to you is, honestly, you're going to just have to put in the time. I don't have a specific lender for New York City. I mentioned Churchill Mortgage. I would call them. My friend Dan Krause at Churchill Mortgage, we'll link that up in the show description as well, and talk to him. And if he can't help you, then maybe he can point you in the right direction for New York. He works in almost every state in America, so I'm not sure if New York is on his plate. You may also want to consider LendingTree, going there and typing in what you want and having like banks sort of compete for your business. I know that's their tagline, so you can see. But honestly, It's just a matter of if you mentioned you called a few banks. And I always say on this show, guys, you know, if you get four no's, you know, that means you're four steps closer to a yes. You know, 10 no's, that means you're, you know, 10 steps closer to a yes. You've just got to, I really think the difference between successful people people who sort of accept mediocrity is the willingness to take those extra steps. And very often, it's not a lot, right? It's just the extra time. It's the extra time practicing piano that sets you apart. It's the extra time that you put in on the phone to make a few extra phone calls to find that home equity lender. It's the extra time that it takes you to go to LinkedIn and do a search for, and maybe it's not even a traditional bank, Craig. It could be another bank. It could be a personal loan. It could be a personal loan that you're able to get based on the equity of the property, based on your assets. And therefore, you could use that personal loan to fire at your home equity line of credit to your personal balance on the primary mortgage and beat it that way. So again, I would reach out to my friend Dan at Churchill Mortgage, see what he can point you, what direction he can point you in. And then from there, I would, if you hit a wall or he's not able to help you, then go back to the drawing board, get a list of 50 banks in that area and just call them. Let them know the situation of the house that you have, how much equity you have in it. You've updated the property. You're interested in getting a home equity line of credit on the property. And that's what you got to do. Just get on the phone with these people and you will find it. You will find it. They exist. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of how committed you are. So, and that's my sort of message for all of you guys. You know, it's how bad do you want financial freedom? You know, because now you sell this property, you've got this equity, you can then roll it in, you can leverage it, use it to buy other rental properties and build out your portfolio. Like, how bad do you want financial freedom? You know, again, what will separate you from the pack is taking those extra steps. And really, I think it's the thing that separates people. You know, if you want some motivation, go read David Goggins' amazing book, You Can't Hurt Me. It's his first book. His second book just came out, which is really good also. But I really think I read it, and it was one of those books that changed my life. I read it during the pandemic, and holy smokes, this guy, unbelievable human being, and just does not take any excuses to excel. And it's really great book. The things that he overcame to become a Navy SEAL, what he went through in his life, none of us have had to deal with the stuff that he's had to deal with. Holy smokes. And just unbelievable. So if you need that motivation, that kick in the pants, go read David Goggins, Goggins, his book, You Can't Hurt Me. It's amazing. Anyway, that's my little motivation on this podcast. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And if you'd like to invest in rental real estate, join us and our team at Sidera Wealth over on our website. Go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button right there and book a call with our team today. And we'll help you get set up and start investing in real estate. Take those extra steps towards financial freedom. And we'll see you next time, everyone.